当你和你的病人有语言上的障碍的时候，你会使用线上翻译系统，像谷歌翻译之类的吗？
Hello and welcome to this week's Urgent Bite, brought to you by the Royal New Zealand College of Urgent Care. My name is Guy Melrose and today I want to talk about Google Translate. New Zealand is a popular tourist destination and as such sees large numbers of visitors from all over the world. The open access of urgent care means we're likely to see these visitors when they're in need of medical attention whilst on their holidays, and this might mean a situation in which language is a barrier to adequate communication. So what do you do in these situations? Well, it might be a case of a member of staff in your clinic or hospital speaking the same language, or a family member who can act as a translator. If this is not an option, then, depending on where you are in the country, you might have access to a translator who can come out to the clinic in person. Failing this, there are telephone translation services that can provide a conference-type call. Now, these services come at a cost, though, and it might be that your clinic has to pay for that service. But with the advent of new technologies, it is now possible to use apps to translate written text and even spoken word into every language on the planet. The most popular of these is Google Translate, and it would be tempting to avoid the cost of a formal translation service in order to use this free and convenient program. But should we be using it? Well, according to a couple of medical defence services in the UK, we should not. A piece in the BMJ last week featured quotes from the Medical and Dental Defence Union of Scotland and the MPS in the UK, reacting to a previous piece in the BMJ, which reported on the use of Google Translate in clinical practice. They caution against its use. To quote Naeem Nazim of the MDDU of Scotland, "In usual clinical practice, the risks of using computer translations in the presence of validated alternatives is likely to increase the risks to patient safety and leave doctors vulnerable to criticism and potentially regulatory action or litigation in the event of an adverse outcome." Rob Hendry of the MPS UK says, "We wouldn't recommend that doctors rely on Google Translate or any other translation app or online tool as a robust means to aid diagnosis and communication with the patient. There is the potential danger that, in the event of an adverse outcome, an expert witness and the courts could conclude that their actions were negligent." Now, they both go on to say that there might be occasions where an online tool is the best option, in an emergency where other avenues have been explored, but they're fairly clear that it should not be the routine. In fact, there is a study that supports this. In 2014, the BMJ published a paper that looked at the accuracy of Google Translate in translating common medical phrases into 26 different languages and found a 57.7% accuracy. Given these comments by two defence organisations in the UK, could we infer that the New Zealand position might be the same? With this in mind, I'd be interested to hear the thoughts of the urgent care community. How do you handle language issues in your clinic? What services do you use? And do you in fact use Google Translate? If you use a paid service, who pays for this service? Please head over to the Facebook page and leave a comment there, or email podcast@rnzcuc.org.nz. This topic I think is worth revisiting once we've heard the views of the community. I've put the links to both articles in the show notes. My thanks to Dr. Danny Lau for providing his linguistic skills for the introduction. If you do not speak Chinese, why not try a translation app to see what he said? As always, we'll be back every Friday with another podcast, the main episode on the last Friday of the month, and an urgent bite each week in between. Please subscribe to the podcast through a podcast app if you can, so as automatically be notified when a new episode is ready. If you use Apple Podcasts, please take a moment to rate the podcast within the app. This way we increase the chances of the podcast featuring higher in search results. Also, please share the podcast with all your medical contacts on social media. I look forward to seeing you all again next time, but for now, thanks for listening.